Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is the afternoon show. Sports Radio 94. WIP, Jack Fritz and Mike Reese hanging out on this Monday afternoon. We'll get back to your phone calls here in 1 second on the Phillies and things you miss about your childhood. But, you know, you mentioned earlier with Joel Embiid and how he didn't play yesterday and how you liked it. Mm-hmm. And I felt the same way. Like, I felt yesterday was a good sign of growth for Joel Embiid when we're talking about.
It's a good point.
Like, taking care of his body.
Normally, like, he may have forced his
way out
there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. He always plays and, like, I mean, he decides when he plays. I think we've come to realize that he tells them when he's playing or not. Mm-hmm. And sure, had they lost, Embiid's probably getting crushed today for not playing and creating whatever scenario would have played out. But at least I like the idea that he's taking his time with this injury. He's not forcing his way back out there. Even, you know, his first rehab or the first prognosis of when he could be back from this knee injury was 6 to 8 weeks, and it took him 9 weeks.
He didn't rush. Yeah.
And we know Joel, like, he rushed to get back on the court. Seems like at age 30, he's kind of starting to prioritize his health. And it feels like we're getting some good growth here from Joel Embiid, because that's how he's going to be able to elongate his career.
Yeah. Yeah. I just hope that they could take advantage of this season and maximize it. And listen, if a trip to the finals come, we'd all take that without question. And I'm not saying that our goal should be to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I want to be realistic with the situation. We could dream and dare to dream for a championship, but one hurdle at a time. And if you lose a tough, false series to Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals, I can feel good moving forward. Now, the circumstances aren't going to necessarily be the same come next year, because you got to start all over again, get through the entire season again, and get to the postseason again, and then try to do it. So I just think this year the stars seem to be lining up for us, and I just hope they can come through. You know, Tyrese looks like it'll be interesting to see Tyrese in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Half-court offenses, defenses being thrown at you to take you out of your comfort zone. You know, are they going to make Tyrese strictly a shooter to keep him from getting to the basket?
Mm-hmm.
He certainly can hit open shots. He don't have a problem doing that. Playoffs is different.
I tell you what, Heat Knicks is not a very easy test for, mm-hmm. for Tyrese's
got
playoff.
Josh Hart over there to guard him.
Yep.
All right, so they got all these athletic wing perimeter players, even bigger than Tyrese, that they can throw at him.
Totally. Totally. It's not, and we know Spoelstra is going to have something cooked up for him.
Yeah.
I mean, 100%. I mean, yep. Spoelstra is obviously the best coach in the East, so yep. He's got something ready. I know that had they lost, maybe we're having a different conversation about Joel today. In fact, yeah. I guarantee we are.
About him not playing.
Yeah. And, oh, my God, he's hurt again heading into the postseason, which he could be. Like, yesterday could have been – but I like
it. Doesn't feel like anything's wrong with
it.
Right,
it doesn't.
Now.
And at least the mindset is, I got to be ready for Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's not, I got to beat the Nets
right.
on the final game of the
I
year.
I agree.
And it shows good trust in his teammates.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that happens in years past. Like, he trusted Tyrese and the guys to go out there and go beat the Nets.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. Can I bring up one small thing? And I promise you not to belabor the point. I got to bring up the Sixers AI statue again. All right. Because, first of all, Hugh got on here today trying to apologize for him, or asking for apologies from everyone.
What are we apologizing for?
Like, what am I apologizing for? It's not my fault that the Sixers made this, as rightfully they should have, because that's how much AI means to the city. This was a big deal. This was a big deal, right? See how many people showed up to this thing? We were expecting a statue. Now, the majority of us have never been over there to the practice facility. So we don't know that all the other statues are some similar height, even though it's not the same height as the AI statue. None of them are grand statues. You know what else we hadn't noticed? I didn't see a Charles Barkley unveiling day.
Nope.
I didn't see a Dr. J unveiling day. Moses. Obviously, Moses has passed. But I'm saying, like, let me row.
You're cooking. Yeah.
Yes. This seemed like it was more of a thing to do for us as fans as well. Like, they made it a big deal.
And a whole press conference.
And a whole press conference and everything. So it's not us on the outside. It's not our fault that we assumed that this was a statue unveiling of the other statues we've seen athletes get.
Well, because statues mean something in sports.
Yes.
Not scrubs don't get statues.
Yes.
And they're always usually larger than life.
Yep.
The thing looked like something they're going to hand out as you walk into the arena.
Yeah, but I think had we known that this is what the statues look like over there, then people wouldn't have reacted the way that they did. It's at the practice facility, so it's right in line with the other statues. My only point is that we weren't aware of this. So you can't fault the general public for reacting to something they didn't know about. Like we didn't know that was a statue walk over there at the practice facility.
Well,
it's not at the stadium.
They also went really fast from statue to sculpture.
To sculpture, yeah. Yeah, because they built it up like it was going to be a statue where, and people, again, we're not used to seeing unveilings of statues of this size.
I know. Well, and it's just like, and now I'm hearing some people, it's because the crossover, like, that's why it looks right. Shorter. It's like, I don't know, man. It's still really small. And they made him look even as small as possible.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. Like, it's just weird to me.
Well, I get it, because what they're doing is they're trying to they immortalized or immortalized each player what they were sort of known for.
Sure.
Right? You got Chuck getting a rebound. Like, that's what they really did.
Well, if they had the right, if they're honoring Wilt the right way, it probably, probably wouldn't have been just standing up. Would have been
laying down.
Yeah,
is that what you wanted to say? That's what you wanted to say.
What he's
not known for that. He's not known for that.
Well, he kind of is.
He kind of is known for that. Yeah,
he kind of is known for it.
Either way, had they gone with the hand to the ear,
yeah.
He would have been standing straight up,
and it would have been fine.
It may not looked as bad.
What a time.
Either way, just a misunderstanding from everybody. I don't think any apologies are needed.
No, but
yes,
I definitely have this. Now, there's a couple things that are giving me bad omens about the Sixers playoff series.
Yes.
Or Sixers playoff run. Because I'm generally positive about this run. But Chuck, his call today, immediately I was like, this is not going to go well.
When he goes all in on the Sixers, it does not end well.
It doesn't, and especially because I know he's waiting to crush Embiid if they come up small.
Yep.
And the Iverson statue, like, that's going to be a thing if they lose early.
Would you leave the AI statue?
I'm just letting you know. I'm telling it how it is. If they lose early, the Iverson statue will get blamed.
Can we agree with this on this? Whenever they do get their arena, they better do a whole nother unveiling of statues.
Whole new honoring of all these guys.
I'm telling you.
Keep that at your little practice facility.
Keep that over at your practice facility. But when you do get a new arena or whatever.
You can take Doc from the Wells Fargo Center. You can take that over.
Yep.
And you can redo all of them.
Redo Charles. Now, the other guys aren't here anymore. Some of them.
Some of them.
But yep. I'm just saying. For Charles, AI, and Dr. J.
A new Legends way.
Yeah, yes. We need a new, yes. Their statue should be 20 feet tall. I mean, my goodness, we got a statue of Rocky.
I'm well aware of the Rocky statue. Yeah, I know.
Not a real character, not a real athlete.
Not even a real person.
No.
Not even a real, it might be real, embodies the city. Now, Embiid statue, that's coming one day, right?
And I saw a lot of memes of, well, we know what his statue is going to look like.
Yeah. What's his?
Laying down.
Laying down and
being injured on the ground. Is what people are trying to say.
Flopping.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but yeah. Come on, man.
Come on.
Man, do the statues right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you're going to do it right.
Yeah.
215-592. 9494 is how you
invite everybody over there too to the practice facility.
Again, it was such, it made such a big deal out of
there's
it.
A lot of people there.
I know.
I got T.O. flying in.
If, yeah, T.O.
I got all types of other former teammates.
No one could see it. If you're in the back, you missed it. I mean, it was you got Zumoff out of retirement to get over there. I mean, it was something. Howard was there. It was great. By the way, Howard tweeted out about it. Him and T.O. talking, of course.
Of course he did.
Yeah. Bringing up the casket.
I tell you, my boy E. Snow, man.
What happened?
I'm just saying.
You stay awake?
The planet, stop, man. Put on a little bit of weight since his playing days have been over. That's all.
It happens.
It happens to the best of us.
Yeah, it sure does. It sure does. We'll go back to the phones here in 1 second, but first here is Ike.
Playing weight. How about us with hair? For years, you've heard Dr. Glatt on WIP talking about his amazing services, right? Now, I don't have any hair. I'm bald. And some people would consider me beautiful. But not everyone can be so lucky. Dr. Glatt and the Glatt Group, they know so many people that think hair restoration is a one-and-done procedure. But that's not the case. The Glatt Group, they have restoration treatments to strengthen before you need a hair transplant, as well as options to maintain your existing hair after a transplant. And their newest option is completely non-invasive. No needles, no pain, no downtime. It's called TED, which stands for trans-epidermal delivery. It's where growth factors are delivered directly to the hair follicles. And both men and women are seeing great results from this procedure. What are you waiting for? Give my friends at the Glatt Group a call. Always at the forefront of technology. Call them today, 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com. That's 610-980-4000. Or drglatt.com and tell them Ike sent you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Andy's in Deptford. What's happening, Andy?
Yo, fellas. Deal. How we doing?
What up, Andy?
Yo, man, I think, you know, it's certain combinations that work so well together, whether it be peanut butter and jelly, a steak and cheese makes a cheesesteak, cereal with milk, right? But then you got certain callers. It's like, without the big guy, it just it don't work for me. Like, Will of God, I ain't heard him no more.
That's a shame.
Kenny from the Dirty 30, it don't sound right without Angelo. I don't know. I like Kenny, but it just, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, yeah, it's a different call when he calls us because, obviously, we're not Angelo, and Angelo had a different relationship with him. But I understand what you're saying, and his calls are different.
Like, I think John was dynamite with Herb, but I think Herb kind of works with anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Well, some weekend hosts, I don't think, but most during the week for sure. What about you, Andy? I mean, how do you feel? How about a look in the mirror? You an afternoon show caller, morning show caller? Where are you at your best?
I'm only loyal to you guys. I don't call any other shows. You know, I may, on occasion, every once in a while, call that dope in the morning if it gives me a headache. But he don't take my calls anyway, so okay. I just stick to the best show out there, you guys.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I got to get on the Phillies quickly. I mean, this is the topic that you guys kind of been running with. You know, as far as expectations, were they too high, whatever the case may be. You know, I'm just a novice fan, you know, and I hardly ever played baseball. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to say I'm a baseball guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the non-baseball guys, anytime we were saying, you know, why don't we get a singles home run slow guy out of leadoff? Everybody would say, oh, you know, all they do is win with Schwarber there. Let me ask you something,
Fritz.
Jack Fritzy.
Yeah, right.
What have they won with Schwarber as the leadoff?
Well, they won a pennant, and they won two rounds.
So everybody says they win when he leads off. They're 8-8. So I mean, they're not winning, right?
Yeah, it's a questionable start. Yeah.
And then you got our biggest offseason acquisition, Whit Merrifield. The guy's batting 120 hasn't had an extra base hit offseason.
Yeah, no hit Whit.
Along with Cassiano, another guy getting big money, hasn't had an extra base hit in 16 games? Like, what are we talking about?
Uh-huh.
You've got your boy, you know, Mr. MVP. He's not the number one athlete in town, just to let everybody know.
Well, who's number one? Okay. Who's number one?
Batting 190? That's 190. If he didn't have three home runs in one game, what would that average be? I mean, 397 slugging? Like, do you still want to extend him three more years after this contract's up?
Sure.
Like, that idiot wanted extra years? Like, is that still a topic?
But it is 16 games, Andy.
I don't care.
You should care.
If Eagles started 2-4, the whole city would be on fire.
Yeah, that would be about at least over a quarter of their season. The Phillies are a tenth of their season.
So if the Eagles started 0-2 and the quarterback looked like dog crap, you don't think this city will be on fire? Like, come on, man. You stop making up excuses for the team.
They're explanations, not excuses.
Underperforming, period.
They are. I agree.
Come on. I don't see how you can make up any excuses with these guys.
Okay.
You know, until they start performing, you know, the fan attendance is definitely going to be down. I mean, you have one job. Get me to the draft, Phillies. Sillies. You can't even do that right.
Well, how do you feel about the
one
draft?
One job. Jeez.
All right. How do you feel about the draft?
Like, don't disclude me on, you know, what I missed from my childhood.
Well, go ahead with that then. Go ahead with what you missed from your childhood.
Right. You got to go out positive, right? All right, here's the deal. With my childhood, who doesn't miss the neighborhood in the summertime and everything that comes with it? Whether it's pool hopping at night, whether it's football during the day, tag in the street, tackle in the grass, jailbreak, manhunt, going in when the street light comes on, whatever comes with summertime as a kid in the neighborhood.
Yeah,
I'm with you there.
Good answer.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Pool hopping, I'm sure you've never done that.
No, I was, yeah. Or people back in the day used to go and steal beer from garages around the neighborhoods.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, yeah. Obviously, I never did that.
Yeah.
I'm a rule follower.
You're a rule follower?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I did not like getting in trouble.
Breaking the rules as a kid was that was half the fun of being a kid.
Dude, I think my mom at one point said to me, like, if you want, you can break rules if you want. Like,
She was worried about you. She was like, there's something wrong with this kid.
He doesn't.
This kid won't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so the neighbors never – you weren't the kid they ever talked about in the neighborhood as the bad kid.
I was the good kid. I was the good kid.
Why can't you guys be more like Jack?
Yeah. Exemplary is what I would call him. Oh, that's some popcorn around the neighborhood. You know?
Yeah.
That's how I talk to people. But
oh, man. No, hopping the pool, the fence to go night swimming.
Yeah. But the games are the best, too. Like, obviously, like hide and seek.
Yes.
Like, the kids still play, like, ding dong ditch or hide and seek or.
hide and seek, I think they do still play if you get enough of them together. Honestly,
flashlight tag?
Most of the kids you get nowadays, man, they're trying to put together some either a baseball game or football or basketball.
Good. Well, at least
like the other sports, I mean, not sports, but the other like games that kids used to play, I don't really see a lot of kids playing those games anymore.
Yeah, they feel like they're dead.
Yeah. That feels like an old person's game.
Now they organize it on like Fortnite, you know, like on the video games
right,
online.
Exactly. That's it.
That's the new Cops yes. and Robbers. Yeah.
Cops and Robbers. Cops and Robbers and Cowboys and Indians.
Yeah.
Politically incorrect, but hell, totally. That's what we played.
That's what it was called. that's what do you want to know?
Yeah, what do you want me to do? That's what it was called.
That's what it was called. Corey's in Columbus. What's happening, Corey?
My man, my brother Jack, what's up?
What's up, Corey?
What's up, C?
Hey, man, let me say something about the Phillies real quick, all right?
Okay.
This is my thing with baseball. Like, there's, like, too many games to start panicking about baseball just yet. Now, are the Phillies not playing up to what we expect? Yes, but this is the problem with the Phillies. And I said this earlier when we talked about it in the offseason. Like, these dudes really didn't change the team too much. Like, they hired they signed no hit with, like you just talked about. Like, they didn't really add much to the team. But if you look at the standings, we talked about winning the division. Well, we won game back from the Braves, and they just lost, you know, their ace pitcher. So it's like, we still not in a terrible stance. Like, I get it. People want us to be 11 and whatever, 12 win season so far, and they not. Bryce is not playing up to expectations. Trey Turner, he had the home run yesterday or the other day, but.
Well, he's hitting over 300 with a 370 OBP. So far, at least he's, you know, it's not as cold of a start.
I expect more from, Bryce Harper, I give him a pass, but Trey Turner, you still had an asterisk last season. I needed you to come out better on defense, hitting the ball home. I needed more from you. Like, I still looking at you out the side of my eye, like, yeah, you gonna give me an error tonight? Like, I still need more from him. You know, I'll start to worry once we get to June if these dudes are still battling around 500. But, like, we still, everything we got still ahead of us. We still got 136 more games. We still one game out of the division lead. Like, I'm not going to panic on them yet.
Yeah.
Love the scoreboard.
A little bit early,
watching.
Yep. Yes.
Right. And then,
yeah, it's a little early to scoreboard.
We're only a game back in the division.
Right. I mean, that's what you do, right? That's what you, as a fan, that's what you do. But listen, OG Wade, that QB list, I ain't with the Russell Wilson top five, but that list wasn't that crazy.
Oh, stop. What are you talking about?
Hey, listen, Russell Wilson top five, no, I'm completely against that. But Hurts?
Hold on, what about Herbert being 17?
Hey, man, y'all love that dude. Mm-hmm. I don't love – listen, Justin Herbert is like, yeah, you know – she a pretty girl, but she ain't got no job. She don't know how to cook.
God.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to disrespect nobody there, but you know.
Oh, it's too late.
Oh, yeah. You're too far down that path.
That's what Herbert is. Like, yeah, he can throw the football, but it's like, and he don't do too much for me. Now, he got hardball. I want to see what he do with hardball. You know, hardball, good coach. Let's see how he turn around. But Herbert, 17 might be too low, but I ain't high on him either. Like, talent-wise, he's top five, top ten. But
wait till he gets Marvin in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I mean, he might, you know. Hey, Harbaugh, he know what players to pick. So, you know, we going to see.
Mm-hmm. What do you miss as a kid?
As a kid? Hey, so I don't know if somebody said this yet, but, like, as a kid, I was a hooper. And when you go to the courts now, you go to the court. Don't nobody be there. Like,
yeah, ain't nobody at the court.
you wouldn't even have to bring your basketball. It would be like dudes running like, hey, I got next. I'm picking me up right here next. You go to the court now, ain't nobody even out there.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Damn video games.
I know. I had that in college, but I don't – I wasn't good enough for the regular street court to go show up and play.
Or the playground. Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't.
Dude, playground basketball, sometimes ain't even about skill. It's just about survival.
Toughness.
These dudes out here hacking you.
There's no fouls call.
No fouls call. Well, you have to be bleeding to get a call, to get somebody to respect your call.
Well, because if you call a foul, you're assault.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You got to be bleeding and get them to respect your call. Like, hold on, he had to basically tackle me out of the air while I was going up for a layup. Real quick, on the Herbert and Harbaugh thing, it's going to be interesting to see. Harbaugh is not a throw-the-ball-down-the-field coach. He is a run-the-football, defense-oriented type of coach. He literally won the national championship with a quarterback he didn't even throw the ball in a game with.
But that guy's not going to be going top five in the draft, is he?
Yeah, I think he is somehow. I'm just saying. If you just go back in Harbaugh's history with the position, it's not a vertical.
And who's their running back right now? They let Eckler go.
Oh yeah, but he'll draft. He'll find somebody.
He'll get Blake Corum.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll take Blake Corum in the third.
He's a great talent evaluator.
Yeah,
he knows talent.
Listen, for my personal brand and my Herbert.
He's
stock,
an old school coach.
He
though.
Is. I just win.
Right.
Just win with Herbert.
He'll win. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I just don't know if Herbert's gonna put up the numbers that he used to.
Well, that also led to a lot of losses. So, whatever. It's fine. You take the good with the bad. Twitter question today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online. Mark's-Jewelers.com. On the other side, the top 5 and 5 with Ben Kenny. How miserable is it today? We'll find out coming up next on the afternoon show. Sports Radio 94 WYP.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.